Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Well, it is what it is, really. Coming up on this week's show, your data being sold on by T-Mobile employees. An investigation underway into just that. Millions could be affected. And it's Christmas soon, and credit crunch or no, we want presents. We'll be letting you know what you can buy us. Well, we can buy each other from the T3 Christmas gift guide. Plus, in news, delays to the Apple tablet. Who'd have thunk it?
That was lovely. Smooth outro there.
I probably should have had some sting at the end. Yeah. I was trying to do it in the summer of this morning.
It's good, it worked.
This morning?
Yeah.
That's good.
Although it's this afternoon.
Because we are trying to have you fired for being too fat and old.
That's all right, because you're menopausal and will soon be replaced by someone much younger and more attractive. Anyway.
Well, Ree just sits in the background quietly. Yeah. It was nothing to do with me, them leaving. It wasn't me saying they should be got rid of being too fat and old.
Anything. Well, speaking of which, yes, my lovely co-hosts who are not about to be fired, the lovely Ree Morgan and T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I've got a rank cold this week, so I apologise if I ramble more than usual or suddenly fall asleep in the middle of...
On that, things
all over you.
Things do seem to piss you off on with weekly regularity.
It's a bit strong,
you just
Dan.
Said piss, Dan.
Yeah. Yes. It's a bit strong.
I don't turn up on a Friday afternoon in this horrible studio to have the word piss said to me. Good comeback.
Oh, well, tough cookies.
What's been pissing you off these last 7 days, anyway?
Well, nothing's been pissing me off.
No.
Well, apart from...
Stop using that word.
Piss.
Sorry, nothing's been annoying me. We all do it, Ree. God. What was I going to say? Yeah, no, unfortunately, this revolves around a piece of music, which unfortunately we can't play for legal reasons.
Yeah, idiots.
I'm told by our legal people. Mm. But if you go to YouTube and search for Maxwell D iPhone Hype.
Ah, yes.
I've heard of this. It's good.
Somebody sent me the link this week. It's fantastic. It's a young gentleman called Maxwell D, and he's got an iPhone, and he's so enthused by this that he's written a UK garage ditty in the style, a kind of grime style, I would venture. And unfortunately, you're going to have to imagine it as it is.
Are you going to give us a rendition?
I'm going to read out the lyrics.
Oh, come on. In a rap style-y.
In a kind of urban style.
Should we do some beatboxing like...
No, please don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the style of a kind of urban young gentleman with anger management issues, I'm now going to. No, the song goes, I am on an iPhone hype, 16 gigs on my iPhone hype. Couldn't afford the 32 gig model. Man's watch TV on my iPhone hype. Got a BlackBerry... But the iPhone's like, yeah.
Wow. It's
I think that's the lyrics.
Lyrical genius.
Quite difficult.
It's poetry, really.
It's a lyrical heatwave.
And he later goes on to say, I'm on my iPhone, so if you approach me, use the right tone.
Ah, well, at least that rhymes.
That rhymes.
Which is more than I can say for the beginning.
So presumably, we're still in the delivery. His delivery is somewhat better than mine. At least in a kind of UK garage.
Okay, so who do you have to search for?
Maxwell D, Maxwell iPhone Hype. D. Funny thing is, if you'll also find in the links, 6 months ago he did a song called BlackBerry Hype, saying how much he loved his BlackBerry. They're so fickle, these young people.
Coat.
Honestly, what are rappers coming to these days?
I know.
Oh, thanks for that, Dunk.
It's almost like they're just motivated by money or something.
Almost. Well, it's on to our top story, and it is, speaking of money, that T-Mobile's referred itself to the Information Commissioner. This is after it found staff selling on customer details to third parties.
Yes.
Not very clever.
I think it's only one person, wasn't it? I believe.
Staff could be singular or plural.
I think it was the one person.
It could have been a big stick.
I think I was a victim of this.
Well,
I think I was.
Seriously phoned
I wonder.
Up,
yeah. I mean, I wonder if this is more widespread. I mean, because we've all had that call from someone pretending to be from your network. And
no,
some
I've had
deal.
Someone saying that it's 3Mobile calling me and then going, hiya, how are you with your contract at the minute? And I was like, well, it doesn't end for another 6 months. And they were like, oh, sorry to call you.
Mm.
That was 3Mobile. How would they know? Well, like, they can't have
they don't
phone
detail. Back 6 months to the day after that.
I don't know. It's not been six
it's
months
time.
Since it happened.
Come to us now.
But
my theory on this is that, you know, mobile phone details, you put your phone on, you put your details on a form, you don't tick the right box. So your mobile phone ends up on a list.
Mm.
Now, it's not quite, it doesn't apply quite the same anymore. But you can tell roughly, from the 07 whatever which network it's likely to be on. So you just call it up, go, hi, yeah, I'm from, you know, three or whatever, or, you know, or words to that effect.
Yeah, yeah. It's just phishing, isn't it?
I mean, yeah,
it's,
exactly.
I thought, to be honest, I read a thing where somebody was saying, well, this just goes to show that really there should be custodial sentences for. Yeah,
that's the information. That's Christopher Graham. He is.
Well,
the
I'm not being funny. Somebody phoning you up and saying, "Would you like to move to a new phone supplier?" It's a little bit annoying. Well, I don't think I'd like to see the person who gave them the number sent to prison.
But I think the fact that he made money, from it.
It's the fact that this is done illegally. It wasn't. It's not. You know.
You think people should be banged up because they cause?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the reason was
fleeting seconds of annoyance to somebody.
It's just the fact that he made money from it.
Sure. It should be against the law. There should be a fine involved, repay the money, whatever. Yeah. But a custodial sentence.
Well, you know, this is white collar crime, and custodial sentences to white collar chaps means a lot more than it does to some oik, you know, who's contravening his ASBO. So, you know, it is the sort of thing that could nip us in the bud.
What, custodial sentence?
I don't think it's that serious enough that it demands nipping in the bud. I think a lot of it boils down to people just, they're like, people phone them up and they end up in an endless conversation. Mm. Whereas if you used to apply the Duncan technique, which is to say, no, please call up.
No, that's not the best technique. The best technique is to sound really enthusiastic. Oh, brilliant. I've been looking to change my tariff. Oh, this is fantastic. This is exactly what, just hold on there. I've just got to go and X. And then just leave the phone there.
That's just
go about your daily business and waste as much of their time as is humanly possible.
Does make you wonder what else T-Mobile might be selling, though, I suppose. Mm. Browsing history.
Well, let's just be clear. T-Mobile itself.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. I'd rephrase that.
Yes.
Yeah, what, Rogue and as soon as they were aware of it, dealt with employees of T-Mobile.
In fact, T-Mobile is claiming the information was sold without our knowledge. And employees are now being questioned, with those found guilty to be prosecuted.
I think that's pretty much a no-brainer statement, isn't it? Admitted it, didn't they?
Well, it is T-Mobile, to their credit, have themselves referred. They discovered it. They referred themselves to the Information Commission.
Well, yeah, of course.
They could have, I suppose, but that's swept this under the carpet.
I don't think that would be wise.
No.
I don't think of, like, it was done without our knowing. As a company have been deliberately harvesting people's details in order to flog them off to.
But I don't know about you. The instant anyone calls me up offering me anything, I just, you know. You just switch off. You know,
I know,
but this is, it's the same as spam. Somewhere in this country or in this world, there are people who are so bloody stupid that they actually do, like, they end up buying things from these people.
It's true. They must be. Otherwise,
if everybody
why they
was
keep doing
like
it?
A sensible, well-rounded person like us, then there wouldn't be an issue, would there?
No. So.
There you go. You've only got yourselves to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says
anyone
Dunk.
Who buys rubbish stuff that you've sold on the phone. Stop it. Because the rest of us are suffering.
If a complete stranger phones you up and offers to sell you something.
Okay.
He doesn't have to have like a Nigerian accent and some cock and bull story about, you know, bank vaults full of $10 billion in US bonds.
You can have half.
I'm still waiting for that money to come through.
I know, that Mr. Onabanjo, he seems so nice.
I really must chase him up on that.
Yeah, I sent him the 500 quid and I haven't heard a thing.
And all my bank details.
Good, let's push on through to what else has been going on this week and say, here is the news. Well, the Zune has arrived in the UK. Well, not the actual Zune, you understand, but the brand at least. From Tuesday, movies on Xbox Live have been rebranded under the Zune name. It also means you can now stream them right off without downloading.
Meanwhile, movie rentals have also come to the PS3. The PlayStation Network video delivery service
Snappy.
Offers 800 titles that launch for PS3 or PSP. They'll cost you from £2.49 to rent or £6.49 to keep forever and ever and ever.
And ever. Have more delays hit Apple's tablet. Original reports had it slated for a pre-Christmas launch, which then slipped to early next year. Now it's looking more like late 2010.
Yeah, it's all down to a delay in the 9.7-inch OLED screens, apparently being supplied by LG. Cheaper models will have a larger 10.6-inch TFT screen, or so we hear. We're expecting an announcement possibly at WWDC in June.
Which sounds like a lot like WWF, but that's thrilling. Yeah. Cry freedom, because YouTube is now streaming full-length TV shows for free. Shows include The It Crowd, Peep Show, Darren Brown, and Gordon Ramsay's F Word. Oh well.
expect expect adverts for over 5,000 videos that are already on offer on the shows section of YouTube. It's anticipating even more will be added once the ball gets rolling.
Rolling the ball.
Rolling.
Good news.
Ooh. Good news. Ooh, it's so excited.
A bit more of this morning there.
So it's all Channel 4 shows.
It's sort of 4OD, I guess, on YouTube.
But the quality of 4OD is so bad that presumably on YouTube it would be better. So that's
well, they are doing HD thing. Now, aren't they?
Yeah, on 4OD. Not on 4OD, no. Sucky.
Alas.
It's like great,
1080p has come.
Content, terrible deliverance.
Whereas iPlayer on Virgin Media looks stunning.
Does it?
Does it?
Yeah. It's coming to Freesat as well next year, incidentally.
Exciting. Yeah.
That'd be good for the 13 people in the country who've got Freesat.
My dad's got Freesat. How dare you?
Yeah, him and 12.
Look, you just offended Dan and Dan's got confused.
I was expecting
now.
A comeback and, you know, nothing arrived. Anyway.
I'm ill.
Time to see what you have been tweeting. Mm. Duncan.
Well, Matthew Bowden is excited about the PS3's new movie downloads. Although, this is why I never read the script. Although he points out, download implies purchasing by saving £2.49 price tag is for renting films. Well, I've been waiting for this.
Exclamation
you just explain
mark.
His own, like, he had a quandary, then answered his own
it
quandary.
It seems to be, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's saying £2.49. I think I'll translate. He's saying £2.49, that's good value, although that's only for rental.
£2.49 for a rental is not that amazing, is it?
It's kind of what you get at Blockbuster, I guess, isn't it?
Surely Blockbuster is well cheaper than that now.
Well cheaper
it?
Than
How
that,
How long
man.
Did you get it for
Blockbuster.
It's all this urban music I've been listening to.
The last time I went in there, it was £10 for four films for four nights. There you go.
Thank you, Dan, sponsored
Which
by Blockbuster.
Which is around about £2.50.
Well, I don't know about that. But you can get unlimited films
Love Film, whatever.
I suppose. Yeah. But you've got to send it back. You never send it back. And it gathers dust in your drawer. You would pay the subscription.
True.
Yeah, but you don't
Very
get
good point, Dan.
Late.
Actually, things. Various other people tweeted to say they got the reference from last week, right?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
You know, I said...
The quest.
By Grabfar's hammer, what a savings.
Ah.
And then, yeah, various people they tweeted did. In to say it's from Galaxy Quest, which indeed it is. Mm. Well, so well done.
Yeah, your friend people. That you offended in about the internet, what was that? Do you remember you offended him for being on a combine harvester?
Oh, yes.
No.
Liam, I think his name is.
For being a bit rural.
I think it's Liam. Sorry,
from being
Liam,
from somewhere other than
wrong.
London. Well, for not being. I'm just so urban.
And not urban like you. Yeah.
I'm all about the urban.
Ree, what
I'm on an urban hype.
I've got Sarks OS.
Sarksos,
perhaps? Sarksos. Whatever. has tweeted
salt,
about...
I don't know,
anyway, has tweeted about the Zune launch. Only 5 years too late, but never mind. And we've had a nomination for regular Reese HW.
Reese Wybro, I believe.
Reese Wybro, yeah.
Yeah.
My gadget of the decade has to be the TiVo. One of the first PVRs, even record stuff you may like when it's not in use. Amazing.
That's pretty good. My PVR doesn't even record things I ask it to record.
TiVo's proper old school, though. That's awesome.
But on a note, the rest of you, could you please tweet in
your
recommendations for gadgets of the decade?
Do as Reese would.
Yes, do it.
Tweet us.
Take Reese as an example.
Yeah. T3DOTCOM. We need to know your gadgets of the decade so that we can, I don't know, compile them into some sort of Uber list of stuff.
What's this next one that's coming
up?
We
won't sell it to anyone like Timo.
Well, this is clearing up last week's mystery. You remember the tweet from Beef Queen?
How could I forget?
Yes, Beef Queen tweets... Thanks for mentioning the... And then says a rude word I can't say, which is ironic because apparently we've already mentioned
it. Is it piss
it.
Again?
No, it's not.
It was worse.
Thanks for mentioning the beep. I can indeed reveal myself as a man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I should have had that ready, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Great podcast, by the way. Signed, James, not in Hampshire, which...
That's a good address.
Leaves a lot open, really. I mean, it could be in many, many places there.
Perhaps he was tweeting via T-Mobile and was worried they would immediately give away his whereabouts.
Excellent, yes. Thank you, James. Or shall I call you Beef Queen?
What is that?
Ree.
Then he got all coy.
It doesn't make me any less concerned about his name, though.
Yes, like, it is very strange. Ree, what have you got? Moving swiftly on for your Gadget of the Week.
Not only assume, but now you say it in a silly voice.
Here it is.
It's the N900 again.
Woo!
No, it's it's not.
Oh, isn't it?
Whoa.
Was it this week?
Go on. Click in action.
Go on. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That. Oh, that's a...
Can you guess what that is?
Oh, is it Sony Ericsson? Ooh.
It's the sound of an N97 Mini.
That's the sound of an N97.
It is. Yeah,
Mini.
So...
I was pretty close then.
You were close. Got the right company. So, yeah, this is the N97 Mini, right. Which is basically everything the N97
Tell me it's good. Tell me it's good.
Smaller.
Tell me it's good.
No.
Oh, crap.
Have you got...
what are you doing, Nokia?
Have you got a full-size N97 to compare? I don't see how...
It looks exactly the same.
I can compare it with a HTC Hero. Let's see.
I'm here and now accusing Nokia of lying.
It's quite a bit smaller than the Hero.
It is smaller, but it's got. But it, not only is it smaller in terms of size, it's got a smaller memory, right. Smaller screen, smaller keyboard.
I can't even open.
It's just smaller.
But it's completely confounding, Duncan.
Flip it. Like, move it.
Come on. Come on, man.
You've locked it.
I haven't locked it.
Right, I'm gonna time this. How long is this taking you to open?
Did it upside down.
Excellent. That was 18 seconds, Duncan.
So we like the N97. It's really good for browsing. I haven't had full play with it yet. But as Duncan said, it's not that much smaller. But it is my gadget of the week just because it's new.
Yeah. Oh, I was almost looking forward to that.
Were you really looking forward to the N97 Mini?
Well, it just because the N97 was a bit of a disappointment, I thought, surely the Mini is going to be, you know.
Well, because it's Mini, it's going to be not as good as the N97.
But I think, like Dunk says, it's not that Mini.
It's not that small, no.
It's
The N900 we gave it a very good review.
This is actually a decent Nokia.
Definitely, when you play with it for a while, its charms become apparent.
Yeah. Excellent. It is big, though.
Not like the
it's
Mini.
It's a big sucker.
Actually,
quick straw poll.
Yeah.
Pull out keyboards on phones. Would you?
I like them because I've got a G1.
Yeah, I do sometimes miss it from the Hero. Although I find the Hero's keyboard is better than the Magic's. But I definitely missed it on the Magic because the keyboard was rubbish.
Because my pet theory is that women are very amenable to pull out keyboards and men are like, oh, no. That's...
Well, in this straw poll, we've
kind of blown that out of the water.
Of the two people,
sorry to
question.
Scupper your thing.
But you were less infused. Like Ree was straight away, you were a bit more like,
yeah. If the on-screen keyboard is good enough, I'd rather not have it and bulk up the phone.
Yeah,
essentially. There you go.
That's weird though, because you think a girl would want a smaller phone.
You would.
I think my theory to do that is something to do with handbags or something, and maybe women don't need smaller phones as a result.
Oh, okay.
I can't say I've completely thought through this film.
No. Anyway, I feel we strayed from the point, so let me...
let me end it with a jingle.
Neatly cap that off.
Once again, if people would like to tweet in on this...
Yeah,
any any women listening? Ladies.
T3DOTCOM is the tweet username you'll need to tweet us. That's T3 somehow.
Did you hypnotize yourself during that last bit?
Anyway.
Must kill again.
It is the season to be jolly. There's proof. Office parties, shopping scrums, JLS turning on town centre lights, that sort of thing. It can only mean one thing. Christmas. Is coming. T3's been preparing its wish list thanks to the chaps at Bose, those beautiful people who've sponsored the T3 Christmas wish list this year. You can pluck one item from these to place under your tree.
Okay.
Dunk, what are you going to be taking from the office cupboard?
No, we can't accept gifts, Dan.
As you well know, Dan, all items remain the property of the manufacturers and are sent back in a timely fashion, certainly not kept by any member of the T3 staff.
It's Christmas.
At Christmas, particularly at Christmas, if anything. Yeah, so I don't know if I'd actually use this, but I thought it was so boring.
Maybe you're missing
it almost
the
crossed over into the realms of being quite exciting. It's a Bluetooth numeric keypad.
I saw that.
Because of course, like most, or practically all laptops,
Ree's
certainly
quite
all
excited
MacBooks
about
don't have a numeric keypad.
Yeah, so if you're a number cruncher,
if you're doing a bit of accounting, a bit of a whiz with the old Excel, You can have your style quite severely cramped by having to use the numbers in a line of nine rather than a three by three grid.
Can you kind of T9 with this as well if you're freakishly one handed and can tap out T9 quicker than you could touch type?
No, it's just got numbers on it.
No, you can't.
It's just got letters on.
You could then it's also got a little screen on it. So whilst writing your manuscript in Starbucks,
it's also a calculator.
So you can write boobies on it.
Boobless.
Isn't like a hasn't Windows had a calculator since version 1.1?
I know, but it's a nice little extra thing, isn't it, Dan?
God.
Even at Christmas.
What, you ruined Christmas,
the
Dan?
The Grinch who stole Christmas.
Is it expensive? Is it a stocking filler?
It's 50 quid.
Pretty reasonable
given the netbook, it's probably not cost you much more than that in the first place.
Honestly.
Totally impractical. Ree, what's caught your eye? It better be better than that.
It is. I don't know.
Oh, God.
This is much fun, I guess. It's DJ Hero.
That's pretty good. Yes.
I'd have to have a pretty big tree, though. It's quite a big box. But yeah, DJ Hero. I'm really excited about this. I had a go with it.
Well, this is basically Guitar Hero for girls.
What?
Guitar Hero for people who like dance music.
Girls.
Yeah. I think it's actually better than Guitar Hero because the motor skills involved are obviously, it's not really like DJing, but the motor skills involved are closer to DJing than the motor skills involved in Guitar Hero
You know what? I'm confusing this with Band Hero, which is for girls.
Yeah.
This is, of course, for urban people like you, Duncan.
Yeah.
Urban people such as myself.
D. Maxwell.
Yeah. I went to the launch of this, actually.
The turntable is it's fantastic.
It's really good, yeah.
Very tactile.
And I think it's harder than Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
But you can't lose in it. So although it's harder, you don't get booed off. You do have the rather embarrassing. Everybody's standing around watching for 5 minutes as you completely screw up. But it doesn't, at no point does it curtail your game, no matter how useless you may be. So. And I like that.
Yeah, that's the kind of feature we need.
And you can play your guitars with it as well.
Yeah. If you need your guitar. Yes. As often happens at super clubs,
Well, unfortunately, the only style of music I can think of that involves both turntables and guitars is like new metal. Like kind of Limp Bizkit style.
Yeah, that's true.
Not going with that. Yeah.
So yeah, DJ Hero I'd have under my Christmas tree from our gift guide.
Okay.
Which has how many gadgets in, Dan? We did.
Oh, 190.
197.
Yay, there we go. Quite a lot. I'm very much torn between two. I really very much like the Dunhill cufflinks.
They're not gadgets.
No, I know.
They're cufflinks shaped like headlamps.
No, steering wheel.
Steering wheels. Wooden wheel, yes.
Which, and the,
they
the,
are nice.
The steering wheels are wooden. Okay, I love Dunhill cufflinks. I have to say about Dunhill cufflinks, you've got to buy them when you see them because they sort of change them all the time. I saw some fabulous ones. And, obviously I didn't have a oodles
of
money.
Well, yeah, you were moaning about the Bluetooth calculator. Do you want to know how much those cufflinks are?
Go on.
£175.
They're Dunhill.
They are Dunhill. Dan's on a Dunhill
hype. Marks you out as a man of class, I say. Anyway, I'm not going for those. On account of them not actually being a gadget. But the one I will be pinching is the Timex Expedition WS4. With altimeter, barometer, compass, thermometer, and, it tells the time as well.
Yeah, a watch of some description.
Yes.
Isn't it a hideously bright yellow if you're lost up a mountain?
I'm going for this on the grounds that it's not as expensive as a Sunto. It's 150 quid. And it's built like a large yellow brick outhouse.
Yeah.
Or a tank,
submarine
if you
on your wrist.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
What's the kind of graph in the top right hand corner?
I don't know what it does. It just look, nothing screams I'm a man than a watch with a large display that has some sort of graphical thing going on.
Being able to look at your watch and say, I think it might rain in 3 hours' time.
Exactly.
Nothing says manliness.
Yeah. Mm. If they could stick a remote control for the
telly. Actually, the thing
there,
next to it is quite manly as well.
Complete.
The powerball wrist exerciser.
Yes.
Pretty manly.
Yeah, that is manly.
Yeah,
always good to have strong wrists.
What you're saying there is,
my
wrists don't get enough exercise. So little exercise with my wrists, in fact, that I need this power ball just to keep them functioning.
Exactly, and to have an enormous watch.
Yes,
strapped to it.
Yep, there you go. Yep.
Great Christmas.
Okay, that is about it. Remember, T3.com has all the latest T3s on the shelves, and we're available every Friday on iTunes. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.